If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Lou Gower.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lou Gower is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gower on the Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gower. Loogie. Phone number to call is always 888-808-1019. Before we get going on the Knicks, I just want to say that I hope all the moms out there had a very lovely, a very wonderful, a very happy Mother's Day. None of us would be here without you. It is a thankless, tireless job to be a mother, and not just mothers, grandmothers. The women in our lives that are here, and we wouldn't be here without them, and those mothers and grandmothers that would do anything for their babies and their kids and those that they love. And really, moms should be celebrated every day, not just on Mother's Day. Yes, we've picked a day once a year to uniformly thank all the moms out there and celebrate all the moms out there. But in reality, every day should be Mother's Day because we would not be here without them. Moms are always in our corner. And it is a thankless, tireless job to be a mother. Especially if you're like me, an only child. Imagine, I mean, that's not the easiest draw for a mom. Or think about if you're a mom and you have three or four kids, which is also not the easiest draw. So if you have multiple siblings, make sure you got your mom a little extra something this year because she's certainly earned and deserved it. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I hope you had a wonderful Sunday. I hope it was a great Mother's Day. As it was a great day to be a Knicks fan. Let's just all take this moment in before we get going here, 5 hour after hour show. The Knicks are going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Not for the first time in 20 years, not for the first time in 10 years, not for the first time in 5 years. They are going back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since last year. So back-to-back years in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think it's always important in this run that they're having to take a step back and understand where this franchise was. Where this franchise was before Tibbs. Where it was before a Julius Randle. Where it was before a Jalen Brunson. Where it was before a Leon Rose, a Karl Anthony Towns, an OG Anunoby, a Josh Hart. On and on and on and on. And everybody that has played a part in building what the Knicks are today. Because for so many years, so many decades, the Knicks were the worst run franchise in the NBA. And you can make an argument across the sports landscape, but certainly in the NBA. And when you consider, and you're seeing it now, and you saw it back then too, but when you consider not only just where they played basketball, the resources, the passion of the fans, the city that they play in, the expectations, to have all those years and years and years of bad, embarrassing basketball, there really was no excuse for it. We all lived it, though, or most of us, for sure. Certainly if you are on the younger side here and you didn't see a lot of the lean years or if any of them, although you'd have to be certainly very young, but, you know, you're 10. Because I remember growing up when I started watching the 90s Knicks, I thought it was going to last forever. I thought Knick basketball was going to be like that for the rest of my life. Now, I hoped there would be championships, but as far as year in, year out, the team is good. There are playoff games every year. There's excitement every year. There's expectations every year. And I know a lot of people love to harken back to the 90s and say, man, you should have been there. It was great. Not only to be a Knick fan, but basketball in general. And I think a lot of that had to do with, sure, you love the style of play. But also, it had to do with the fact that the Knicks ran the city. They were great. And even though they didn't ultimately win a championship year in and year out, they were in the playoffs, going on deep runs. And the passion and energy that was at Madison Square Garden for those playoff games, even the regular season games that were sports wars, and all the series that you had with the Bulls and with the Pacers and with the Heat. And obviously some of that bleeding into the new millennium. You know, all that stuff that we didn't see for decades, because I thought it would last forever. I really did. Obviously, players retire, but I just figured new players would come along, and they would be just as good as Patrick Ewing, just as good as Charles Oakley, just as good as John Starks, just as good as Anthony Mason, just as good as Latrell Sprewell, just as good as Allen Houston, just as good as Larry Johnson. And that did not happen. Outside of a little glimmer of hope with Melo and with Stat, but we know that that run there did not have the sustained winning that most of us expected it would have. And certainly before that, there were lean years, and that's probably being nice by calling them lean years. So taking that all into account, it's important to just step back as Knick fans and say, this team is going back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight year. And not only are they going back, they, along with the rest of us, get to put our feet up. Get to put our feet up. Sit in the recliner, chill on the couch, wherever it is. Now, weather's getting nicer. Chill by the pool and relax and watch the rest of the playoffs. But in particular, the series that is going on between the Pistons and Cavs, and await the winner. And say, good luck to those opponents there. Good luck to the Pistons. Good luck to those teams. You have the Pistons and the Cavs. Good luck to you. Because what's waiting for you, your prize for winning this series, is the Knicks. And this run, this current dominant run, is the best and most dominant Knicks run of my lifetime. A lifetime of Knicks fandom that has spanned decades. This is the most dominant. And in many ways, the most enjoyable. Because there's no sweat. There's no tension. There's no pulling your hair out. I mean, this series was so one-sided. There was never a moment that I thought they would lose a game. At no point. Even on Friday night.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
At the watch party that I was at, and shout out to Buddy, shout out to everybody at Corona. It was an awesome, we'll talk about that more as we go along throughout the week, but that was an awesome showing there on Friday. Even as I'm sitting there watching that game in Manhattan, and the Sixers gave their best punch early on, I sat there and said, weather the storm, you know you're going to get the Sixers' best here right out of the gate, and that's exactly what the Knicks did. And ultimately, because of their star power, because of their continuity, and ultimately their depth, the Knicks were able to weather the storm. They won that game going away. And then what you got on Sunday was, for the second straight series, a closeout victory in such historic, dominating, dare I say, belt-to-ass fashion that made you not only proud of what you're watching, not only appreciative of what you're watching, because how many times were the Knicks on the other end of that or not even on any end of it? And they were sitting there like a lot of teams were on Sunday, hoping ping pong balls bounce their way. And now the Knicks are putting up 140 plus points in closeout games in the playoffs. That does not happen. Let alone once. It's happened in back-to-back series, where the Knicks are not letting up and their opponents are basically saying, we want nothing to do with your team. We want to get the heck out of here and we can't stop you. And if there was no clock, the Knicks would have put up about 7,000 points. They'd still be scoring. They shot the lights out in historically in that first quarter. It was stuff that you sit back and you say, boy, this team is clicking right now on a level that I, for one, have never seen. And I can only speak to my time on this earth. So the decades, the 40 years that I've been alive and watching basketball for, 35 of them, essentially. But I know people older than me that have said the exact same thing, that span back a lot further than that. And the game has changed, I understand that, and it opens itself up more to 140-point nights, but in the regular season, not in the playoffs. This is not a Thursday night and you're playing the Bulls. And a team that's either trying to lose on purpose or resting players or they're on a back-to-back or whatever the case may be. They spent the Saturday night in New York City and they weren't going to church before the game. And they're tired, and the Knicks, it's a ready to, you know, a noon start at the Garden on a Sunday, which is a Knicks special. This is the playoffs. And right now the Knicks are a runaway freight train. And they are having the best and most dominant run of my lifetime. Not just beating teams, but putting these games in the rearview mirror before you even get tense. Even game two, which was, I think, historical as far as lead changes, I never at one point in that game thought the Knicks were losing. Didn't think they were losing. And they didn't. And they didn't have a single sweat, in my estimation. Because if you want to say they sweated that game out, not from where I was sitting. I at no point had a bead of water go down my forehead because I was supremely confident that they were going to win that game. And I was supremely confident they were going to win this series, which is why on Thursday I harped on the point of keeping OG Anunoby in bubble wrap, which is exactly what the Knicks did. Now, we'll never know. It's going to be one of those things that we'll never know because somebody could say something, somebody could report on it, somebody could speculate on it, somebody could ponder what would have happened. But I don't think Anunoby was going to play in this series unless it got dicey. Even if Philly had won game three, I don't think Anunoby would have been on the court on Sunday. Look what they did without him. They didn't need him this series. Use your eyes. The Knicks were a superior team who's on a generational run right now that has the depth, that has the experience, that has the talent, that has the coaching, that has the size. They have everything. They have all the ingredients. And sometimes ingredients isn't enough. You need to have the right chef in the kitchen to put all those ingredients together to turn it into a championship team. Dare I say Mike Brown is that guy? Because this is a Knick team that we always knew was there. Look, I've said it on the radio before. This is the most talented Knicks roster of my lifetime. I've been saying that for years. And they've only gotten more and more talented. And now, obviously, with the bench being utilized, you not only have the talent, which we know is in the starting five, but now you have the bench, which has a ton of vets and a ton of talent in their own right. And now they're being utilized. I said it for years. When you get to the playoffs, you have to play 8, 9, 10 guys. That's what the best teams do. That's what the Thunder do. That's what the Pacers did to the Knicks. You have to fight fire with fire. And even if you don't think you have the right personnel, doesn't matter. You have to put them on the court. Because you're going to get run out of the gym if you don't. Now, the Sixers had nobody to go to. But it was a perfect example of when you have no depth, which is exactly what the Sixers have. Like, literally, they couldn't go to anybody. I think the Knicks had depth these last couple years. Not like they do now, but they had more depth than they utilized. But when you're lacking in depth, or there's a hesitancy or even a stubbornness to go to the depth that you have, when you get to the elite teams in the playoffs, you're going to get boat raced. Because the pace of play, and no pun intended, considering it was the Pacers that did it, and the amount of bodies that are going to get thrown at you, it's too much. I don't care how great Brunson is. I don't care how great Cat is. I don't care how great Anunoby is in his own right. You know, I was saying this the other night, and I've said it on the air before, but it's worth repeating. And we'll get into, there's so many different branches with the Knicks that I want to get to over the next 4.5 hours. But I want to start off with just the dominant run that they're having here, and it's the most dominant Knick run of my lifetime. But when it comes to OG Anunoby, and like I said, I would have rested him for the rest of the series unless it got dicey. I didn't think it would get dicey, so I was very confident in that statement. I figured the Knicks would either split in Philly or sweep. It was going to go 4 or 5. It was never going any further than that. Anunoby was not needed. They had a 2-0 series lead. They have more talent. They have more depth. It was over. And Anunoby, who knows the extent of it, but at bare minimum, it's a hamstring strain, and the last thing you want to do is make it worse or injure another body part. And when you consider his injury history, to me, they could ill afford to push it. They could ill afford to put him out there and risk further injury or something even worse to another body part. But when it comes to OG Anunoby, because we always think about the greatness of Brunson, of course, the greatness of Cat. Of course. OG Anunoby, I don't know if it's the fact that he is, because he's more of a, I don't even know if it's the right word to say complimentary, but he's not an all-star. He's not the guy that you first think of with this team, especially from, you know, let's think about how the league perceives the Knicks. They don't say, all right, the Knicks are playing the Lakers and it's OG Anunoby against LeBron. They're going to say it's the Jalen Brunson Knicks or the Karl Anthony Towns Knicks. They're never going to say, they might even throw Bridges in there over Anunoby. I think part of that is OG's personality, which isn't, he doesn't have an electric personality. He doesn't have a ton of charisma. Kind of just goes about his business. But I've said this on the air a lot, but I haven't said it in a while. If OG Anunoby had his own team, he would be Kawhi Leonard. That's his game. That's how good he is. But on this team, you know, it kind of gets, to a degree, overshadowed. I mean, the real ones know how important he is. You know, the diehard, everybody that watches the Knicks games day in and day out and knows this team and follows this team, you know how important he is and how important he's been. But if he had his own team, just take a random team that didn't have star players, like it was just, but it was his team, he would be Kawhi Leonard. That's how good his game is. But on this team, he's the third best player. But he's very important. And even though they didn't miss him in these last couple games, they probably could have sat their starters and won by 40. I'm not even joking. Like, if you put Shamet out there, if you put Deuce out there, if you put Clarkson out there, I think the Knicks bench would have beaten the Sixers starters. That's how bad it was. And that's how much more depth the Knicks have. You put Alvarado out there. It was a total mismatch, and the Knicks did not play with their food, which they did a little bit in the first round. And maybe that was a wake-up call, going down 2-1 in that series. Like before this seven-game winning streak in the playoffs, the Knicks were down to a game where you could, maybe not must win, but you don't want to go down 3-1 in a series. That's for sure. Backs against the wall, no doubt. And they responded in a big time way and have completely ran downhill since. Dismantling and destroying everything in their path. And taking a team in Philly that I thought was going to be dangerous, even with their lack of depth. And the Knicks made quick, historical work of the Sixers. And in doing so, not only embarrassed them on the court, and we're going to get into this way more here throughout the show, the embarrassment that the city of Philadelphia is dealing with now, a so-called sports town, and we'll get into what Josh Hart had to say about him as well. But this so-called, we're big, bad, tough Philly, we're this sports town, we almost have this fortress over our city, and if you dare invade it, if you dare penetrate it, you will pay a major price. Well, the Knicks and their fans essentially came up, pulled up to the crib, walked in the door, drank all the beer in the fridge, ate all the potato chips, sat on the couch, ruffled up the cushions, went to the bathroom, dropped a deuce, didn't flush, and left. And said, good luck with the bill cleaning this. Because that's essentially what happened over the weekend in Philadelphia. And there wasn't a damn thing anybody down there could do about it. Boy, is that satisfying. I was there a couple years ago for Game 6. That was off the charts incredible. Amazing. If you bottle it up and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. That feeling of walking out of an opponent's arena after you knock them out of the playoffs and your team's advancing, and that camaraderie that you feel with the other fans that are there. But that game was tight. It was obviously a great series. To completely take over a so-called sports town's building. Not just once. Not just once. Because Friday night was that you knock them down. And then Sunday you knock them out. To the point where Embiid's at the free throw line, and there are Knicks fans behind the net holding up pictures of Mitchell Robinson posterizing him. This is in Philly, not Madison Square Garden. But it was hard to tell the difference on Sunday. Sweeping an opponent, doing this to an opponent, is always special and eye-opening. Doing it to Philly. And it was a rough weekend for Philly. And we're going to get into more of that. But it was a rough weekend. Tough times in Philly right now. Not a lot to hang your hat on, that's for sure. They'll be talking Eagles football next week for the next 6 months. They don't got a lot else to talk about. Because I'm not buying the Philly stuff either, by the way. Nor was I buying them going into the year. And certainly with their hockey team getting swept. That's right, I know Puck. and their basketball team getting absolutely blitzkrieged, they'll mourn for this week and they'll, you know, requiem for these teams. But then after that, it will be Eagles talk. And boy, maybe the Giants and New York, because we know that we've dominated the playoff series over the last couple years or the last couple meetings. Wouldn't it be nice for the Giants to get a piece of the Eagles? But that's way down the line, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about the Giants. But it's all about the Knicks tonight. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. There's so many subplots to this series win and the way this team is playing right now, and a few of them I'm going to tease here because I want to cover them. First one is the idea of rest or momentum. Rest or momentum. So keep that in the back of your mind, because obviously the Knicks are going to have rest and not necessarily momentum. So that's one of them. The other one I want to talk about is Mike Brown and the job that he has done over the last couple weeks and all the things that you hired Mike Brown for, you're seeing now in this playoff run. Plus the brilliance of Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges getting unlocked, and we are going to just relish in the absolute embarrassment that took place in Philly and the embarrassment that they felt by the Knicks fan not only taking over their building, but the Knicks dog-walking the Sixers all series long. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Another 4.5 to go. We'll get to your calls coming up. The phone number to join the conversation is 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.